I happen to see this. This showed up in USA Today. They linked up a story from the Des Moines Register. It says here some of the biggest names in pro sports are spending $5 million or more buying U.S. farms. There's a coalition of about two dozen players who just recently bought a 104-acre farm in North Iowa, and they're planning to acquire more. This is according to the Petrikoff Company, which is a specialized private New York investment firm that facilitated the deal. Some of the athletes that are part of this coalition: New York Islanders Anders Lee, Dallas Mavericks Kemba Walker, Milwaukee Bucks Chris Middleton, Arizona Cardinals Zach Ertz, the Cincinnati Bengals Sam Hubbard, the Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
No, Joe.
Boston Celtics forward Blake Griffin. Toronto's Blue Jays pitcher Kevin Gausman. So it's a wide range of athletes, but it doesn't really say why. It just says Iowa farmland was hot last year with several new price records established, driven by high prices for corn and soybeans, which is what Iowa leads in with corn and the second largest producer of soybeans. But apparently, the value of the state's farmland climbed 17% last year to $11,400 an acre.
Wow. Are we going to see football players driving combines? Debbie Stabenow?
Yeah, you know. They need a job in the off season. Is this what it is?
What are you going to be doing this summer? I'm driving my combine.
It just says here that these sports stars are looking for a diverse set of agricultural assets, including other assets that might include watermelon farms in Oregon.
In Oregon.
No.
Wow.
But it doesn't say why. Is this just because they want preservation? Is it an investment, to enhance earnings and things like that?
Right.
I don't know. To try and see if we can't discover more. This just popped up, and I was fascinated. It's like I never heard, until these purchases. It just seems like this kind of story would be something that would get a little bit more attention when you got all these sports stars who are teaming up together to purchase farmland in Iowa and maybe watermelon farms in Oregon.
But to keep them farmlands.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's
what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
Which might be the purpose. It just doesn't say that there's a stated purpose of exactly why they're doing all this.
Yeah.
A wide range of people, though. There's no name for this. This group needs a name. This group needs a name.